Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr., with me Thais St. Julien, and we'll be your hosts today on a very interesting program called Jongleur, Jester, Trickster. I'm not going to say much about it except that it is a live concert or a recording of a live concert given by Musica da Camera, back a couple of years ago in 2012. As part of the concert, there are comments being made by Thais St. Julien, and she explains exactly what the pieces are that will be played.
We'll begin with an Estampie Nicolette, and this is an instrumental dance by an anonymous 13th century composer. Following that, we'll have one of my favorite pieces, En mai, au doux temps nouvel. This is a May song, written by our very famous anonymous 13th century French again. And then we'll hear La Seconde Estampie Royale. This is an instrumental dance from an anonymous 13th century French source.
A little bit of explanation about the title of our concert. Jongleur, jester, trickster, they're all related. Jongleurs were court entertainers. They not only sang, they perhaps created a little music, composed a few things on their own. They sometimes played musical instruments, maybe did a little magic on the side. They were real entertainers. They were the predecessors of the medieval jester. And some became jesters. The closest parallel that I can draw for modern ears is, I would just think, Steve Martin. That's your jongleur. A little bit of everything, a little banjo. The jester's job was to amuse the lord, the king, whoever was in charge. He was not only required to provide entertainment, but he also was a buffer. When the lord was in a really bad mood, he would do his best to get rid of that mood. If the lord was weighted down with troubles, monetary troubles perhaps, he would also use his humor, sometimes sarcastically or disparagingly, of some other members of the court. If he could safely make fun of someone, he would. As far as the lord was concerned, he was always safe. If it came out of a jester's mouth, he wasn't going to be punished for it. So why don't we all be jesters for one day? Pick your day. The jesters very end jongleurs often took the role of trickster, and it was this aspect of both the sarcastic and pointed humorous songs or actions or jokes when everyone knew what was going on. And he actually might engage in pure tricksterism, pulling out a chair or a bench or something as a not well-liked knight began to sit upon it. And you'll hear music that ties together. And after this program was put together, I realized it showed, without intent, a day in the life of a jongleur. A jongleur very likely began his day, or some noonish time of day, with a dance.
Thank you.
Perhaps some music in the background for the Lord's luncheon. It would make sense that our jongleur might want some time of his own, and he would stroll in the woods, perhaps next to an orchard that would be on the property of the Lord, the King, the Knight, whomever was his employer. And it also makes sense, as this song describes, that he would fall asleep, and he would be awakened by the sound of a bird singing. And he was so inspired by the singing of, shall we say, a nightingale, that he picks up his instrument and starts playing. The bird, of course, sings even more and is absolutely enraged because a mere human made her sing.
Shatter the land, turn on fate.
one of the very few estampes, or medieval dances, from anonymous French composers from the 13th century. That was the second estampe royale, and I must admit it probably is my favorite estampe. The estampe is a type of dance that would suggest the feet are stomped on the ground, and it would be a rather loud dance sometimes, I assume, depending upon what the floor was made of. The music you just heard was part one of a live concert that was given by New Orleans Musique de Camera in 2012. The name of the concert, Jongleur, Jester, Trickster.
Our next selection is L'Altria Parta Matinea. This is a pastorale. The composer is Thibaut de Champagne, who lived from 1201 to 1253, a rather long period in medieval times. A pastorale was usually a song that had a text discussing going into the woods, going into some pastoral place, falling asleep, having a wonderful dream, seeing others in the distance, doing May dances or something. Following that, we'll hear a danse royale, an instrumental dance, this by the famed Anonymous, this one of the 14th century.
I mentioned that a jongleur might compose a somewhat satirical song. I think that's how this song was composed. The song tells of a knight, a grand knight, a young knight, a handsome knight. This knight feels that he has ownership of everything around him. Young, handsome, wealthy, what more could you want? He's riding along on his glorious white steed, and he sees a lowly shepherdess, a beautiful young girl. He's a knight. Of course she's going to fall at his feet. He says, "You are so lovely. I am wealthy. Here, give me but a kiss, and I'll give you something lovely to wear." She says, "I'm sorry, I already have a lover. I have someone to whom I am betrothed. That's Peter. I'm not interested in you. But imagine everything that I could give you. Come with me. You'll have the most beautiful silken garments you could imagine. You would have jewels beyond belief." Again, she says, "I am really not interested at all. You're kind of untrustworthy." The knight leaps from his steed. This is fiction, after all. And he's not overly overwhelmed with armor that would keep him from leaping from his steed. He approaches her and takes her hand. She starts screaming, "Peter, Peter." Peter shows up. The knight jumps on his horse and rides away quickly. And our shepherdess says, "Knights are awfully bold these days." Troppo fausto, a sovrania. little chords. Don't know if it's true, but let's say it is.
A Danse Reale by an anonymous 14th century French composer, played there by yours truly, Milton Sherman, on a very large recorder. Actually, it's a great bass recorder, and it's almost as tall as I am. And how do you reach the mouthpiece and put the finger holes, and with the finger holes way down below you? Well, you have keys for the finger holes, and the mouthpiece has a tube that comes out and twists down to be very accessible to your mouth. We did begin with a pastoral, and this is a program called Jongleur, Just a Trickster, a live recording of a concert by New Orleans Music at a Camera made in 2012.
Continuing with more music from that concert, Der König Rudolf minnet Gott. This means that the Minnesingers had sung such a piece. The Minneleader is the unknown who flourished around the 13th century, probably the late 13th century. And after that, a harp interlude, Amoroso. This, an anonymous 14th century Italian harp piece.
I know this will come as a huge surprise to any of you that have had anything to do with the arts, but sometimes jongleurs did not get paid for their services. I'm sure there's at least one person in this room besides me, who has not been paid after a big, fancy wedding. I'm not going to say anyone. I see some smiles. Yes. This song is the lament of a German Minnesinger. Same function as a jongleur. He's complaining about good King Rudolf. Good King Rudolf, he's a good man. He's a godly man. He gives money to the poor. He gives food and wine and beer to his friends. He makes sure he gives money to the church regularly. And he also gives that money and wine and beer and food and big old parties for his friends. But the one person he doesn't pay is his musician, his minnesinger, his jongleur, if you would. Just a little bit, just a tiny little bit to make it worth my while. Following along after you, trudging along in the mud, while you and your friends are on horses. Some things never change, but then on the other hand, some things do.
Der König Rudolf minet Gott, und ist ein Trofen Setter. Der König Rudolf hat sich manigen Schatten wohl für sagen. Der König Rudolf richtet wohl und hasset falsche Räte. Der König Rudolf ist ein Held an Tugenden unverzaget. Der König Rudolf ehret Gott und alle frechenden Frauen. Der König Rudolf legt sich dich in hohen Ehrenschauwen. Ich kann ihm wohl, dass ich noch sie mir milde Heilgesicht, der Meister singen, gegen sagen das Wort der Welt und geht in Drohne nicht. Ihr Fürsten und die Landesherren, ihr sollen das Gäden kennen, das uns Gott hat zu richten und er hat zur Gnade uns getan. Darum heizet ihr Herren, dass ihr sollen das in euch kennen und schaffen armen Noten Frieden, so seid ihr wohl geboren.
Thank you.
A beautiful harp interlude from an anonymous 14th century Italian composer, performed there by Bryce Rivoli, one of our instrumentalists in Musica da Camera. We began with a piece called Talking About King Rudolph. And the name of the composer is very interesting, the Unversagte, which means the unsaid, which means we don't know who it is, but he was referred to as the unknown composer who flourished in the late 13th century. So that's pretty obscure, but he does have at least a piece attributed to him. Our program today is a recording of a live concert given by New Orleans Musica da Camera in 2012 and called Jongleur, Jester, Trickster.
In this next segment, we first hear Quand je vois hiver, and this is a French carol. The author, Colin Musette, who lived from around 1230 to 1270. Following that, an instrumental dance, Stan Tipis, and of course, once again, anonymous 14th century English this time.
Courts were not stationary in the Middle Ages. The court, the people, could all get up and move someplace, running from cold weather, running from marauding knights, running from overly warm weather. Sometimes they'd have regular places that a court would go. Several castles, and spend some time here, spend some time here. The jongleur would follow along. Our jongleur complains, every time I see winter coming again, I want to settle down. I want to have one place where the host is generous, where there would be pork and beef and mutton, mallards, pheasants, venison, fat chickens, capons, and good cheese wrapped in straw so it's always fresh. Oh, and the lady of the house, oh, the lady of the manor, would be very kind to me. She would always try to please me. Her husband would be not jealous at all that she was so aware and decorous and such a good lady, and that food is always there for I'm wandering. It would be so much better, wouldn't it, than following in the mud after some penny pinching.
Steve!
An interesting dance called Stand Tippy is by an anonymous 14th century English composer, with yours truly on the recorder, and the gorgeous voice of Thais St. Julien on that first piece, the French Carol by Colin Musette. And again, this is a recording of a live concert by Musica da Camera, done in 2012, Jongleur, Just a Trickster. And we do have one more selection from this concert.
And the selection is A Virgen Santa Maria. This is number 8 of the Cantigas de Santa Maria, Las Cantigas de Santa Maria, comprised for, written for, written by Alfonso X, who lived from 1221 to 1284.
Alfonso X, either commissioned or, as some thought in the Middle Ages, wrote a collection of miracles of the Virgin Mary. And I will, as I always do, look at Milton as I say some 400?
Over
400. For some reason, that number never sticks in my brain. I never trust it. That's a lot of miracles. The first and every tenth of these pieces was actually a song of praise. This is one of the miracles that's included in the Cantigas de Santa Maria. In this song, I will tell you a miracle which Holy Mary performed in Rocamadour. There was a jongleur whose name was Peter of Cigar. He knew how to sing very well and play upon the viol even better. And the songs he sang were songs of praise to the Virgin. O Virgin Santa Maria, Dona Salvator Venemus, Conducula Alegria, Quando Seudana Tendemus. He came to Rocamadour, and there, in the Church of the Holy Mother of God, he stood before her statue, singing his lay, tears streaming from his eyes. Upon the VM and once again the treacherous monk snatched it away. He brought it back to its original place and attached it firmly and said, "Sir Jongleur, if it rises again, we will indeed know you to be a magician and evil." My soldier brake na virgen, tisa se you corazzo, landis exor serus cantaris, era candela emnon, hermoso liena vina, ma
ending the Jongleur Jester Trickster Concert by New Orleans Music at the Camera with the Cantiga No. 8 by Alfonso X. The singers, Ty St. Julian, seated next to me, Charlotte Pipes, instrumentalist yours truly, Milton Sherman, Bryce Reveley, Matthew Hayes, Ty St. Julian, and Charlotte Pipes holding down the percussion. This is a concert recorded in 2012. We have some few minutes remaining, and we're going to play another estampie for you. This one, it's the third estampie royale performed here by the New York Ensemble for Early Music.
Thank you.
and ending our program with another estampie, number 3, anonymous 13th century French composer, performed there by New York Ensemble for Early Music.
Thanks for being with us here today on Continuum. We'll have some more Musica da Camera's recordings sometime in the future, as well as other ensembles. And we look forward to having you with us all that time, and again next week for what? Another hour of early music.